September 15, 1901. By shunning the cross, one remains in the dark. This morning, my adorable Jesus came all glorious, with his wounds more refulgent than suns, and with a cross in his hand. At the same time, I also saw a wheel, with four sections of it leaning out, and it seemed that one of these sections shunned the light and remained in the dark. In this darkening, the people remained as though abandoned by God, and bloody wars would happen against the church and against themselves. It seemed that the things said by Blessed Jesus in the past are approaching at a fast pace. Now, in seeing all this, moved to compassion, our Lord drew near the dark part, and he cast the cross he had in his hand upon it, saying with sonorous voice, "Glory to the cross!" And it seemed that that cross would call back the light, and the peoples, stirring themselves, would implore help and aid. Jesus repeated, "All the glory and triumph will be of the cross. Otherwise, the remedies will make the very evils worse. Therefore, the cross, the cross!" Who can say how afflicted I was left, and concerned for what might happen?